Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is September 25th, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. DailyPay partners with Oracle. US-based DailyPay has announced its partnership with Oracle, in order to be available on the Oracle Cloud Marketplace, a centralized repository of enterprise applications. Fusion Bank partners with WeBank. Fusion Bank has announced its partnership with WeBank in order to strengthen the development of the Greater Bay Area and offer new business opportunities to SMEs. Standard Life and MoneyHub to deliver commercial pensions dashboard. Standard Life has chosen MoneyHub's customizable, white-label pensions dashboard to deliver its now commercial pensions dashboard. Amazon partners with Anthropic. Amazon has announced its partnership with Anthropic in order to deliver customers around the world an optimized generative artificial intelligence solution. Neonomics partners with BetterNow. Open banking provider Neonomics has announced a partnership with Denmark-based white-label fundraising platform BetterNow to improve digital fundraising with open banking. Guarantee Trust Bank partners with Infosys Finacle. Nigeria-based Guarantee Trust Bank has partnered with Infosys Finacle to use the latter's services for its multi-country digital banking transformation program. PwnPay launches Indus App Store. PwnPay has launched the Indus App Store developer platform, with zero platform fee and no commission on in-app purchases for Android to challenge Google in India. Mercedes-Benz partners with MasterCard. Mercedes-Benz has partnered with MasterCard to introduce embedded in-car payments at the point of sale. Veeam introduces the Visa Virtual Card. US-based automating accounts payables and receivables provider Veeam has introduced a Visa Virtual Card to expand its real-time payment capabilities. Neem introduces Embedded Payments Infrastructure Pakistan. Pakistan-based fintech Neem has launched an embedded payments infrastructure to meet the needs of digital businesses in Pakistan and streamline digital transactions. Coinbase obtains AML registration from the Bank of Spain. Cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase has revealed that it obtained an AML registration from the Bank of Spain. Shufti Pro teams up with MassCap. Shufti Pro, an ID verification service provider, has partnered with MassCap to equip the latter with a secure customer onboarding process, minimizing identity fraud from the financial sector. KREDA partners with AMLYZE. Lithuania-based KREDA has selected AMLYZE as its anti-money laundering and compliance services provider. Allied Bank Synapsify and Facet collaborate on Web 3.0 initiative. Pakistan-based Allied Bank has partnered with R&D company Synapsify Systems and UAE-based Web3 fintech Facet to augment digital banking with metaverse and Web 3.0 initiatives. EPI dubs new digital wallet Wero. The European Payments Initiative, a bank-backed venture that was initially set up to build a rival to MasterCard and Visa in Europe, has selected Wero as the commercial name for its forthcoming digital wallet solution. Mercedes transforms car into payment device. Mercedes-Benz is joining forces with MasterCard to introduce embedded in-car payments at the point of sale. SmartStream appoints Akbar Jaffer as CEO. SmartStream, the financial transaction lifecycle management, TLM, solutions provider, announced today the appointment of Akbar Jaffer as its new Chief Executive Officer, CEO, effective September 19, 2023. Neonomics and Better Now roll out open banking payments to charities across the Nordics. Leading open banking provider, Neonomics and Better Now, an innovative Danish-based white-label fundraising platform, have partnered to enable more efficient digital fundraising services to charities across the Nordics. Finastra and Corvallis extend instant payments pact in Italy. Finastra, a global provider of financial software applications and marketplaces, today announced its extended partnership with Corvallis, Tinexta Group, a leading IT services provider in the Italian financial services sector, to support Italian banks with their payment transformation journeys. Goldman to pay $6 million in penalties for deficient blue sheet data. The Securities and Exchange Commission today announced settled charges against Goldman Sachs & Company, LLC for failing to provide complete and accurate securities trading information, known as blue sheet data, to the SEC. FCA bids to boost diversity in financial services. In consultation papers published today, the financial regulators have set out proposals to boost diversity and inclusion to support healthy work cultures, reduce groupthink and unlock talent. Amly selected by Creda as preferred compliance software provider. AMLYZE, a leading reg tech company specializing in anti-financial crime solutions for fintechs, neobanks and crypto businesses, is delighted to announce that KREDA, one of the largest United Central Credit Unions in Lithuania, has selected AMLYZE as its preferred provider of anti-money laundering and compliance services. Mass A2A payment adoption in the U.S. contingent on compelling USP. Account-to-account, A2A payments are growing in popularity worldwide. Sohar International expands its services portfolio. Oman-based bank Sohar International has expanded its portfolio with financial and non-financial services. Axis Bank launches /Neo for business /. India-based Axis Bank has announced the launch of its new /Neo for business /. Product, a mobile-first business banking proposition for MSMEs customers. QIB expands direct remit service in Egypt. Qatar Islamic Bank, QIB, has announced the expansion of its direct remit service via mobile app in Egypt. The Papers launches the Payment Methods Report 2023. The Papers has launched the 8th edition of the Payment Methods Report, the go-to source for the latest trends in payment preferences. Travelex realizes £90 MLN refinancing deal. Travel money services business Travelex has completed a £90 million refinancing deal to drive the next stage of its growth journey. Backbase and Frankie want to simplify onboarding for ANZFIS. Engagement banking company Backbase has partnered with identity verification and fraud prevention platform FrankieOne to simplify onboarding for financial institutions in Australia and New Zealand. OKX Wallet integrates with Davos Protocol. OKX Wallet has integrated with Davos, a collateralized debt position, CDP, protocol designed to facilitate the minting of DUSD, by leveraging liquid staking tokens, LSTs. Tempo France and N tokens deliver remittances from EU to Brazil via Stellar blockchain. Tempo France and the Brazil-based fintech firm N tokens have launched high-tech remittances to Brazil from the EU countries. Deutsche Bank subsidiary DWS to pay $25 million penalty for AML and ESG violations. The Securities and Exchange Commission today charged registered investment advisor DWS Investment Management Americas Inc. DIMA or DWS, a subsidiary of Deutsche Bank AG, in two separate enforcement actions, One addressing its failure to develop a mutual fund anti-money laundering, AML, program, and the other concerning misstatements regarding its environmental, social, and governance, ESG, investment process. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.